Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
This is Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. Each week, Wendy brings resources and information to help guide you through those next steps for your elderly parent or loved one. Now, here's Wendy Jones with this week's guest.
Hello, and welcome to Next Steps for Seniors, Conversations on Aging. I'm your host, Wendy Jones. And each and every week, we do our best to bring pertinent information to our listeners, information that is going to help you as you age, because we're worried about the future you. And we like to have the conversations that nobody likes to have. We'd like to talk about aging, because guess what? It happens to all of us. There's no magic pill. We all age. Every year we have a birthday, and every year we get older. Now, we think we can still do all the things that we used to be able to do, but we have to start simplifying just a little bit as we get older. So our topic today is very unique, and a lot of you are going to be like, oh, I don't want to talk about this, but that's why we're here, to talk about it. It's a topic that's extremely important, near and dear to my heart, and many people throughout the United States have to go through it. And the topic is hospice, end-of-life care. And our guests in the studio today with Angelic Hospice is the president, Angie Marino. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Thank you for being with us today. We're super excited.
Thank you for having us.
And then we have Alisa Anderson, who is the executive director.
Hello, Wendy. Thank you so much for having us and allowing us to talk about such an important topic for seniors.
It is so important. And Angie, tell us, you had the vision of starting this hospice company. So tell us how it got started, because you actually have been in healthcare for a little while.
That's right. So we started back in 2022 with hospice. And this was an idea based on the care need that we needed for our residents at Hartstown Communities, which is our assisted living. So I thought that hospice could be done in a more loving, caring environment, and timely response was very needed at that time. So that's when we sit down and thought, like, what can we do different? How can we make it better? And then that's when Angelic Hospice was founded and created. So all our goal is to take good care of our patients in a smaller setting of care for them.
It is so important to, you know, as we age, to know that we're loved and cared for, and somebody will be there through every step, right?
You're right.
And that's why it's so important to know that you're in a loving environment. So you saw something where you wanted to fill a need.
That's right. So my patients, or my residents, because in the assisted living, we call it residents, they needed more of a loving care, of a loving need. And that's where we saw, like, we wanted angels taking care of them. That's why our slogan is angels that care for your loved ones, because that is what we need, more angelic care, more dignified care, if I can say. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I fell in love with hospice, taking care of my residents at Hartstown. I fell in love with hospice philosophy, but I always thought that we could do it in
a step above.
Correct.
Step above
and beyond.
Rest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how long have you been doing this now?
Hospice?
Yeah.
Since 2022. Excellent. We found it in 2022. So
okay.
We now have quite a few patients, and we're very excited because pretty much throughout our assisted livings and beyond, we do have patients now. And I can see and I can tell that our team is doing a fantastic job, I should say. We have a very amazing team. So,
well, and one of your team members is right here.
Yes.
And she is the executive director.
She is.
So tell us what your role is and some of your experience, sure. How you got into this area.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Wendy. I have been a registered nurse for a very, very long time and have had the opportunity to work in primary care, tertiary care, mental health, IT, and always at the core of my being was the sacred time at the end of life. And I happened to meet Angie about a year and a half ago at the inception of Angelic Hospice. And we have all worked together very, very diligently to receive accreditation from CMS, otherwise known as Medicare, and also a governing body called CHAPS, which accredits hospices and home care companies. We have been doing this for approximately a year and a half. We have a mighty team that has done hospice for a long time, and we're so excited to create Angelic Hospice under the vision of what we want hospice to be: individualized, loving, caring, and providing comfort for not only the patient, but families at the most sacred time of life.
You make such a great point, Alisa, yes. Because families are going through a huge process, as is the patient when they're going through hospice. And I feel like sometimes we forget about the family. And the family is actually the one who's going to be left behind, right?
That's right.
And they need the attention and the love and the personalization. I'm going to use that word because as you were talking, I'm thinking it's a very personal and everybody's a little different. So I love that you had the vision, Angie.
Thank you.
I love that your passion is for people to make a difference in their lives, especially as they come close to the end of their lives.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's where everything became. So families are a very important part. So always families, and that's where the angels part came from, because families were always calling us angels at the end of life. Like, you helped my mom, you helped my dad to actually go through this process, but you're also helping me. So you guys were God sent. You guys are angels. So that's where the angels that care for your loved ones also came from. So that's a little bit of a story on that. And it just became the best part of it.
So. Well, I love the name.
I think
it's perfect. There's no doubt about it. And do you have an actual office, or do you kind of work out of the assisted livings that you're in? Okay.
We work out of the assisted livings.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to contact you, can you give a phone number so that they can contact you for hospice care?
Sure. So it's 586-991-1529.
Okay. Wonderful. So what we're going to do is, when we get into our next segment, we're going to explain more about how you become eligible for hospice, because I feel like a lot of people have questions on, you know, what we need to, you know, first of all, getting on, when you get on hospice, right? The timing is so critical. And a lot of people, the calls that come into my office, people are waiting too long. Mm-hmm. And they wish they would have started it sooner. So this is a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. So I want to make sure next segment that we talk about the eligibility and what to look for in your loved one and when it's the right time. And maybe they're making a lot of visits to the hospital and they don't want to go back. But there's so many components that go along with what is the right time for hospice. And it's also important to know that Angelic Care is here and that you can call and you can get a consultation for free, because this is what you do.
That's
you
right.
You take care of people. You want to make sure their family is taken care of, that they can call anytime, I'm sure, because it's like a 24/7 service.
It is.
So share that number again, Angie, with our listeners.
It's 586-991-1529.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have a website too or not yet?
We do.
Oh,
angelichospice.org. It is angelichospice.org.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So one of the things, in addition to talking about like what the future holds as far as when to start and all that, is all the different services, because everything is usually covered under Medicare. Can you explain that to our listeners?
I'd be happy to explain that. Hospice is a Medicare benefit. So if you are eligible for Medicare, you are eligible for hospice, which provides all of the people that are needed and required to take care of you at the end of life. That includes a registered nurse, an MSW or social worker, a hospice aide. We have chaplain services. We also provide volunteer services, and all of the equipment required to care for someone at the end of life. So DME, which is the acronym for durable medical equipment, a hospital bed, a walker, a wheelchair, and most importantly is all medications are covered under hospice and under the Medicare benefit.
Okay, so does that include copays? Or do they still need to pay a copay?
They might need to pay a copay.
Okay. Because that is a huge benefit, the medications being covered, you have your own pharmacy, right, that you get the meds through?
We work with several pharmacies. Mm-hmm. And it all depends on whatever the patient wants. If they have a relationship with a pharmacy and that pharmacy is able to provide that medication, then we will use that pharmacy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Again, it's Angelic Hospice, and Angie is the owner. Angie, I'm going to have you give your phone number one more time before we take our break.
586-991-1529.
And your website?
It's angelichospice.org.
Wonderful. So you can reach out. We're going to get into the next segment shortly and talk about the details, everything that you need to know if you can qualify in advance. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Next Steps for Seniors, Conversations on Aging. I'm your host, Wendy Jones, and our topic is hospice care. Now, I know it's deep. I know it's real. I know that a lot of people have questions about it, but they just don't want to talk about it. So that's why you're listening to this program today, because we talk about this. We want to share information with you. We want to be educated as we age so we know what to expect. And when is the right time to go on hospice? So that is my first question, because I feel like it's so important to understand what's happening in our loved ones' lives and what to be looking for and what to know. And so we're going to be really transparent with you right now. Both Alisa and Angie and I, we want to share from our hearts how you know when it's the right time. Mm-hmm. Well, how you know. And just to paint the picture, we, all of us, usually depend on a doctor for that, right? Or a nurse or some kind of medical professional. And they may come to you and say, because everyone's nervous. Let me just go back. Everyone's nervous to say, I think your loved one might need hospice.
Right.
I don't know why. Why is everyone nervous to say that?
Because they think that they're going to pass within a day or two. Like hospice, they see it more as a terminal condition. Like they're going to be gone. And some people are not ready for that. Some people do not have or are not mentally prepared for what's coming. But it's not about that. Actually, under hospice care, our patients do have more care than they can provide, let's say, at home. But
yes. And let me just say, in addition to at home, usually when you're in a community and there's a lot of people around and things are happening, there's too much, right? And you don't have the personalized individual. But when you're on hospice, like you talked about,
right,
you have the attention and the love, and then they're getting personalized attention.
Correct.
And I've seen people thrive
right
when they get on hospice.
And I have seen patients actually graduate from hospice. In our assisted livings, they have come under hospice care. Mm-hmm. And they have told me, you know what? I want to get better. I want to do other things. I actually want to be out of hospice. And they have done it. So it's incredible to see how the willing of the patients have actually overcome those situations.
So it's almost mindset.
It is mindset. And that's the thing. Like, I had also had patients that they just decide not to do anything anymore, not to...
They give up, right?
They give up, yes. And most of that is because of the families as well. How families see hospice, how families see diseases, it's important too. Because when they are not supportive with their diagnosis, mm-hmm. then that's when the decline happens really quickly and rapidly.
Wow. Wow. This is good stuff, because it's good that we're talking about it. I feel like we're all in this together, right?
We are.
So if you have family members who are exhausted and they're like, oh my goodness, I can't get through another day. Well, then no wonder the patient's like, well, why am I here?
Right.
Right. So, and they give up hope. But, you know, I want to encourage you, listeners, because if you have a loved one who's breathing, they're alive. Like, give them every opportunity to live. And one of the biggest opportunities you can do if they're really struggling is to bring in hospice, because you get so much support, so many services that we're going to talk about in the next segment, that all of a sudden people are like, oh my goodness, look how great mom's doing, or look how fabulous dad's doing. So let's talk about some of the eligibility criteria.
Sure. I'd be happy to share my knowledge about that. To be eligible for hospice, the patient must have what is called a terminal diagnosis. And I know that sounds very scary, but a terminal diagnosis is required for hospice. In addition, it means that the patient has a life expectancy of 6 months or less. However, as Angie mentioned, hospice can provide a scaffolding type of care and provide services that patients would not normally have the opportunity to receive. And what we have found is this additional care, this scaffolding and support of care by a registered nurse and a social worker and a hospice aide and a chaplain allows the patient to have a better quality of life. And often, and in many cases, their life expectancy extends because that care is provided in their home. They do not have to leave to see a nurse or a doctor. Everything is brought to them, and our treatment is very specific and defined and allows people to live a good quality of life at the end of their life, as opposed to hunting and pecking and searching for resources or cures. So that's why a terminal diagnosis is necessary. With a life expectancy of 6 months or less. However, I have taken care of patients that have been on hospice for 2 to 3 up to 4 years. And that is really the beauty of hospice, because it can extend your life and also improve your quality of life.
So you feel, because you get so much support, that it's extending the life of people.
Absolutely. And what is very important, and I can't stress enough, is the myth of you're going to sign on to hospice and pass away the next day or the next week. That truly is a myth. And if our culture could realize that hospice does not mean you're going to die tomorrow. And if we could bring people into this tremendous service earlier in their disease progression, as opposed to waiting,
they really will see an improvement in their quality of life.
So when do you guys think is a good time for someone? Like, what's happening in a patient's life besides the terminal illness that are signs that they might be getting weaker and they should go on to hospice? Maybe repeated visits to the hospital, like they're going time after time. I mean, if you're going to the hospital, you know, every month, let's say, for the entire year, that's a lot of visits to a hospital.
That's important, Wendy, because while hospitals obviously provide a tremendous service when needed, it is also physically and emotionally taxing on a patient and family. Repeated hospital visits are key if we have someone going to the hospital for pneumonia or urinary tract infections or frequent falls or episodes of confusion. Those would all be indicators that we should have a discussion about hospice and do it sooner as opposed to later.
And also a lot of pain. If you have someone that's elderly in a lot of pain all the time, we do not need to live in pain.
No, we do not.
No, and the beauty of hospice, and we work under a medical director, is that we have access to prescribe medications that are tailored to the individual patient that your regular primary care physician would not be able to provide. Pain control is a big issue for hospice patients. It is one of the screening tools that we ask on admission and at every single visit. What is your pain like? Can you rate your pain? And if the patient is not able to speak, there are very objective ways that a registered nurse can determine if the patient is uncomfortable and get them to the point of feeling comfort.
I think it is really important, families, to pay such close attention, right, Angie, to your family members.
It is. And in the assisted living part of us, so we are always monitoring what the patient needs, how the pain is. Is the patient being way too confused or being dehydrated without, like, even though they're drinking enough water? So we look for signs that we see, of course. Like, we bring those signs in, we talk to the doctor, but we also get them hospice consults with
And a consultation's free. Like, why not have a consultation and see if there's qualifiers there?
Correct. Because most of the times we don't realize, or they families don't realize, that they actually qualify for hospice right away. And they just want to wait because, again, they're not mentally ready, because they just don't, they will always think, like, my dad is going to die right away. And that is not true. Most of the times, most of the cases, a patient can be on hospice for a very long time and they can get the right care that they need.
Exactly. We're going to move into our next segment and talk, give you a few more stories and more detail in regards to hospice. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Next Steps for Seniors, Conversations on Aging. I'm your host, Wendy Jones, and our topic is hospice. Also, very difficult to talk about, but very necessary to talk about. And we want to, Elisa's going to tell us a story about a patient, because first I want to share that a really good friend of mine's mother was on hospice for 3 years and was so well cared for. She kept, you know, she kept coming back stronger and had such a great quality of life for all that time. So I just want to encourage people, I want to come against fear. Fear in the family that you're going to lose your loved one if they go on hospice. What if you actually extend the life of your loved one for years when they're on hospice? We got to look at the glass half full, because we don't know. Every man, you know, the Bible says, no man knows the day nor the hour. It's going to happen to all of us. Every single one of us at some point is going to pass away. Whether we think about it or we don't think about it, it's still going to happen. So why not have as much of a quality of life as we can while we're going through that process? So tell us the story. You said you had a family member or a client. What was the story?
Yeah, this is a terrific segue into quality of life. I had a patient once who was not on hospice, but had a terminal condition, had a terminal diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, which typically is a very rapid decline. And he was such a vibrant, intelligent man and did considerable research and wanted to do everything humanly possible to keep him alive and would take repeated trips to downtown to meet the specialists and even talked about a pancreas transplant, which at the time was and probably still is very unusual. And the whole time I could visually see this vibrant gentleman just becoming a shell of himself, so concerned about finding a cure, but not realizing that he was not eating. He had a tremendous weight loss. He was so weak. He was starting to get sores. And he finally approached me and he said, "Please be straight with me. Tell me the truth. What should I do?" And I had to pause because, you know, that's a strange line to cross. But I told him that if I were in his position or if my father was in his position, I would want to spend what remaining days I had left with my family and my loved ones and coming to peace with my life. And I think at this time, he should sign on to hospice, which is exactly what he did. And he lived for about 2 months. And during that time was able to rebond with his estranged adult son. And the son moved into his father's apartment. And they were able to spend some real quality time together. And it was absolutely beautiful. And as a gift, this gentleman who traveled all over the world left me a beautiful Sanskrit piece of art that he acquired when he was in the Mideast. So every time I see that, I think of him
and the story and how many other people you can help, because we have a decision to make. And I this is really on my heart right now. It's up to us. We make the decision. And this gentleman trusted you and trusted your knowledge base and said to you, "Just be transparent with me," because he was declining, but he was so consumed with trying to get better, he wasn't seeing himself declining.
Correct.
And sometimes we need another person in our lives to grab a hold of our hand and say, "It's okay. Mm-hmm. We can go on to hospice."
Right.
So let's talk about some of the services hospice provides.
Sure. So as mentioned, hospice provides all of the people that would take care of you or your loved one. That means the medical director, the registered nurse, the social worker, the hospice aide, who is just the rock star of the group, and the chaplain. So all of those services are covered. And depending on how the patient is doing at the time will depend on how often they see the registered nurse. It could be daily visits, it could be twice a week visits, three times a week visit, whatever the patient needs. And that is the beauty of hospice, that we're able to tailor that care plan and those services to those individual needs. It's not a cookie cutter, one service or one plan per patient. We really tailor and customize it and make sure that all of the needs, physical, emotional, spiritual, are all met.
And you can be on hospice anywhere, anytime.
Absolutely.
You can go on hospice in your home, in assisted living, in your kids' home, wherever you want to be, you can be on hospice.
Right. Presently,
they come to you.
Angelic Hospice services
much of the Macomb, northern Oakland County, and we've extended into Wayne County in Livonia. Our residents reside in AFCs, adult foster care homes. We've had patients that live in their own homes, patients that live in assisted living. So we come to you wherever you are.
I think the other important thing to know about hospice is that you don't have someone sitting by your side 24/7. It's not companion care.
Correct.
Right? It's a medical model where you're bringing the specialists in. And sometimes people feel like once they go on hospice, they don't have to hire somebody to care for them. Well, you still need to have the caregivers there.
Right.
You mentioned the aide that was a rock star. What do they do? What's their role?
Oh, gosh. The aide is always the one that every patient comments on, because the aide is the one that gives the shower or gives the bed bath or washes the hair and just physically makes our patients feel great.
Like dotes on them, right?
Oh, dotes on them and jokes and talks and just makes them physically feel better. You know how great you feel after you get a shower. You just feel
Everybody
refreshed.
Feels like a new person.
Right,
oh, yeah.
right.
Right.
I have a patient currently, and this is another story that I think is worth telling. This is a beautiful 93-year-old woman that I have known for 45 years. She was my best friend's mom and someone that I knew as a vibrant woman. And I most recently saw her physical decline, so I reached out to my friend and I said, if you want to talk about hospice, I would love to take care of your mom. So 5 weeks ago, this beautiful woman signed on to hospice in a very frail state. She had just recently been discharged from the hospital in congestive heart failure, and I saw her 3 days a week, and she has perked up and is living life to the fullest. I now see her just once a week. A very faith-filled family with 6 children that were able to all attend Mass on Sunday and have an Easter brunch.
So what's an example of terminal diagnosis? You mentioned you need to have a terminal diagnosis.
Yeah, so I think the obvious ones that people probably are aware of are any type of cancer diagnosis is a terminal diagnosis. But in addition, dementia, Alzheimer's, as long as there are certain criteria met, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD, congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, heart disease, those are all considered terminal illnesses.
Okay. So as far as the services go, there's additional services, Angie, that you talked about. Isn't there like music therapy and other things that just
Yes.
bring joy and love to people?
And this we call companion services. So we do have music therapy, pet therapy, massage therapists, as well as volunteers that will come, sit with you, do activities with you. They will just be there providing companionship. And that is very important for the seniors, because most of the times, like, seniors are very, very lonely. And loneliness, it's, again, something that will cause a decline. I seen it. I see it every day. So the lonelier people is or are,
The more they decline.
More they decline. Yes.
I agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need companionship.
We
need people, and we get energy and life from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So having these services around you, all covered under Medicare, correct?
They are. They are all covered under Medicare.
And how often, like music therapy, how often do they go in?
Once, twice a week, a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once or twice a month, yeah.
That's correct.
So depending on what it is. I know pets are a big thing, too.
They are. And they can come once a week as well. So we have all of those services available for families. And they can be tailored, because some families or some residents, they do not like to have a dog around. They probably rather have a cat. Or they just don't like animals at all. So we can tailor and customize those services for them. So we can pick and choose instead of having every week having, say, a music companion or a massage therapist or a pet, like if they only want to have music, they can only have music. They don't need to have the pet. They don't need to have a massage. They can only have what they would like to have.
All right, we'll be back in just one moment to talk more about hospice care. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors, Conversations on Aging. Our topic today is hospice, and we have Angelic Hospice in the studio with us today. Angie Marino is the president, and Alyssa Anderson is the executive director, and they're both sharing from their hearts about what differentiates them, what hospice is, when to know when to go on to hospice, and to come against that fear and mindset. But to get support that you need, and it's covered under Medicare, why not? So, Alyssa, tell us a little bit about what to look for in a hospice company, and then what makes your hospice company unique.
Sure. I have worked in hospice a long time. I've seen it done well. I've seen it done not so well. And I have seen it done great, and that is with Angelic Hospice. And what differentiates us from the others is that our staff is so committed and they are so loving and go above and beyond and meet not only the physical needs of the patient, but the emotional, the spiritual needs. And I can give you a terrific example of our spiritual care advisor, who is a tremendous addition to the team. He meets the patient wherever they are at in their spiritual journey, and he has asked the question many times, why is God doing this to me? What is the afterlife like? And he so gently and lovingly works with each patient to get them to a place of acceptance and peace and the realization that this is a temporary state. He also is a fabulous chef and has made homemade soups for our residents. And when he goes to visit them, he'll bring soup. A registered nurse who has over 25 years of hospice experience knows that her patient loves to color and created a beautiful box of colored pencils and adult coloring books and will actually and color with her. So what makes us different is that we are doing it the right way. We are meeting patients wherever they're at. We are educating. We are working with families. And we are really personalizing the care that each one of our patients receive. Our phone number is, 586-991-1529. And that phone is manned by a live person 24 hours a day. So regardless if a patient calls at 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, they will be met with one of our staff over the phone who can help work through whatever issue is going on.
And if you have questions, why not call? And you can ask them if your loved one would qualify and have a consultation, have a discussion.
Right. That's right. And as Alyssa was saying, like another thing that makes us different is that for the assisted living places, we do provide training for them because most of the times caregivers don't have all the resources that they need to take care of a hospice patient. It's different. The care needs are different. The way of seeing things is different as well. So what makes it unique is that actually they're going to have the training that they need to provide dignified care to our hospice patients.
Exactly. A lot of people don't do that. That does make you unique. Many people do not train because you care. You can see that you guys care. And that's what makes you so unique. Mm-hmm. Is you want a loving, caring environment, people who are right there holding your loved one's hand. And that's so important to people. I also, you had a story about a nurse who was a team member.
Correct. So another thing that makes us unique is that although we of course have to get a profit, but it's not about that. It's more about the care that we can provide. So we will see the care needs of the patient. In this case, a nurse that it's on the Angelic team was impressed by like not cutting corners in medications for the patient. So this particular patient require a very expensive medication, while other hospices might just say, just give the cheaper one because they don't need it anyways. The patient is going to pass. We don't see it that way. We see it in a way where the patient needs it. It's the right choice for them. Let's keep it because it's not about cutting corners. It's about providing excellent care for them. So that's what we do.
Excellent. And I know you had a counselor story or service that you provide.
Yes, that's our spiritual care advisor. He is a man with a past that allows him to understand what's going on. It's not someone who has gone into chaplaincy, right off the get-go. But he lived life as an actor and a writer, so has experiences that he can pull in and work with our patient. One who just passed the other day, and he was able to spend a lot of time with her praying and talking about her fears and giving her a sense of calm.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace. Another example of what makes us different is at one of the AFCs that Angie runs, there happened to be several passings that took place in a short amount of time. And we sensed that the residents that were still living there were really struggling with this because these are people that they lived and lived with that now are gone. So we did a memorial service. We did a grief counseling session with those residents still in the home. And we invited family members of those residents that passed. And we had a great session, allowed the residents to express their feelings and their memories of their friends that had passed. And you could literally just sense the calm after that opportunity. And I don't know of many other hospices that would take the time to do that.
Yes, I agree. Angelic Hospice, you are really doing things right. Thank you for what you do every day. And it is the frontline people. Mm-hmm. It's the people who are caring for your loved ones that are the most important. And you brought up a great point about watching, loved ones or friends. I just want to encourage anyone right now, grab a hold of your loved ones. Spend quality time. Mm-hmm. We're very distracted on our day-to-day lives, and you don't want to have regrets of not spending quality time with someone that you love, mm-hmm. or taking an opportunity to go to lunch or pray with them, or because you don't know. Nobody knows how much time we have.
Life is very, very short, and if you or your loved one is considering hospice, I would strongly, strongly encourage you to investigate it sooner as opposed to later, because doing it now will extend their quality of life. It won't necessarily change the outcome, but the remaining days left could be days spent together instead of in a doctor's office or instead of in a hospital or instead of trying to seek out the next treatment. So I can't urge you enough to talk about hospice sooner as opposed to later. Please give us a call. A phone consultation will not take much time at all, and I would be more than happy, along with Angie, to come to wherever you are and meet you and talk about the services that we can provide.
What other takeaways? We have a minute left in our program. Do you want to share? I'd love that you just said that. That is the number one thing, is don't wait. What do you have to lose? You might as well pick up the phone and call, right? Mm-hmm. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
That's right.
Any other takeaways? That I just want to say, encourage other people.
Right.
And I believe that I would say 90% of the people that I know that went on to hospice said they wish they would have done it sooner.
Right. Yeah, we've had families just be so grateful that we provide this service and provide their loved one just peace and comfort and calm at the end of their life, and allow them just to be family and love on their mom or dad or sibling at the end of their life and be with them.
So call Angelic Hospice if you have a loved one, and your service area is pretty much all over. You said Livonia, Macomb County.
Macomb County, Wayne County, and Oakland County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely pick up the phone. Call them. AngelicHospice.org is the website, A-N-G-E-L-I-C, hospice.org. And the phone number again?
It's area code 586-991-1529.
So grab a hold of your loved ones today. Give them a huge hug. Spend quality time knowing that you're blessed. You're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. You can reach Wendy with any questions you have at area 248-651-5010. That's 248-651-5010. Join us again next week as Wendy provides more information and resources for those important next steps for your elderly parent or loved one.